Two missions, two families blessed. While serving in the Arizona Mesa mission, I often received emails from my older sister in Argentina. Natalia was not a member of the church. Several years before, when her daughter passed away, our family tried to share the gospel with her, but she was never receptive. I continued to share my testimony with her on my mission. In one email, I told her about a woman my companion and I had met. Her daughter had also passed away. We testified of eternal families, and she felt hope in what we shared. I told Natalia she could feel the same. She wrote back, telling me that she wanted to feel that hope, but thought her faith wasn't strong enough. I decided to send Natalia a handwritten letter inviting her to pray for help to believe. I also felt prompted to write one paragraph in English and address it to a missionary. Natalia only knew Spanish, so I told her to look for the missionaries and ask them to translate for her. I figured a missionary would know English. Soon after, I received an email from Natalia. She had found the missionaries and asked them to translate my letter. They read it silently and smiled. When Natalia asked what I had written, they replied, "Let's talk about it." I had written that Natalia was struggling with the death of her daughter, and I asked the missionaries to teach her about the plan of salvation. The missionaries shared a short message, and Natalia liked what they taught. Natalia then told them I was serving a mission in Mesa, Arizona, USA. One elder, Elder Larson, said that was where he was from. 1 year later, I was transferred to the area where Elder Larson's family lived. I got to know his family as he got to know mine, and both families were blessed. Elder Larson had been praying for his younger brother, who was struggling with his testimony. I was able to go on exchanges with his brother and help him strengthen his testimony. Elder Larson and his companion continued to teach Natalia, and eventually she was baptized. I know the Lord sent us in two directions, me to Arizona and Elder Larson to Argentina, so we could both help him strengthen our families in the gospel. Juan Manuel Gomez, Rosario, Argentina. End of the article, Two Missions, Two Families Blessed, read by Terrell Williams.